بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, several of my friends who are running charitable organizations, some of which are engaged in the flood relief work in Hyderabad, or others who are not in Hyderabad but elsewhere, they asked a question which I guess is a legitimate question. They said that if we don't take photographs and so on, how will our donors believe that we actually gave them, that we used the money, that we actually gave this charity? So let me address the donors. First and foremost, you are donors, so you call the shots. The people that you are donating the money to, the organizations, they are claiming that they are taking these selfies and they are doing whatever it is of this ostentatious stuff in order to please you, right? In order to please you, in order to convince you that they are actually spending the money for the purpose that which, for the purpose you donated it for. So ask yourself whether you want to be party to this. Do you want to be party to this, to the humiliation of people in the name of charity, because it is being done in your name? They are saying that they are doing it because you want this to happen. So first and foremost, ask yourself this question: do you really want this to happen? My question to you is that, do you trust the organization that you are donating the money to, whoever be it? And if the answer is yes, and of course, obviously, I'm sure you would do that, because otherwise you wouldn't be donating the money. If you trust the organization, then trust the organization. If you want to verify, go there physically. Good for you also. If you can't go there physically because you're living in some other country, and of course nowadays with the COVID, restrictions, travel restrictions, so on and so forth, just trust the people that you are donating the money to. If you do not trust them, don't donate the money. But if you trust them, then make this a part of your donating conditions. Make it a part of the condition. Tell them, write to them also, and say that I am donating this money on condition that in the disbursement of that charity, whatever be the nature of the charity, whether it's food or shelter or whatnot, you will not take photographs and you will not take movies and you will not take videos of the victims and of you giving this charity. We believe you. We do not want to humiliate people because of a calamity or misfortune that has happened to them. And I am giving you this money only and with the condition that you will not take these videos and whatnot. And then monitor, and if this is violated, if your condition is violated, then stop donating. Do not donate. Please do not put yourself in a position where you are being quoted as the reason why people are violating one of the basic fundamental principles of Islam, as well as that of decency, which is to maintain the dignity of the receiver, to maintain the dignity of the person who is receiving that charity and aid. As I told you yesterday, it takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one instant to change your condition to be the condition of the people who are at the receiving end. You don't want that, I don't want that, nobody wants that. So let us not instigate this for ourselves. Let us make sure that we donate generously, and that when we donate, we ensure that the dignity and the izzah of the recipients is maintained as the primary condition of donating, not just as a byproduct. No. As I told you, if that is not being done, if you find that some organization or some individual is not willing to do that, and that they are taking selfies and they are posting these pictures on Instagram or wherever, then do not give money to those people. They are not worthy of that. Do not give money to them. Withdraw your donation from there. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save everyone who is in this calamitous situation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which is not pleasing. My brothers and sisters, about the question of taking photographs and videos and so on of people who are being given charity, of their faces, their identities being revealed, and claiming that this is in order to satisfy donors, because donors want to know that their money is being spent in the right place. Let me ask you a very simple question. I don't think I even need to ask this question, but let me ask you anyway. If somebody wants to fake a video, how long do you think it takes? How difficult do you think it is? Especially in today's world, right? If somebody just wants to make a fake video. So if I'm running a welfare organization, if I'm running an organization, charitable organization, and I get $1 million worth of donations, and I want to take something out of that for myself, and I spend a part of it, maybe a very small part of it, how long do you think it, or how difficult do you think it is to make a video to show me with the banner of the organization and maybe the name of a donor or a whole bunch of names, and have a bunch of people collecting things from me, and I'm done, right? How difficult do you think it is? So my submission to you is that first and foremost, before you donate to any organization, satisfy yourself that this is a legitimate organization, that they are above board, that they are not engaged in anything illegal, that the people concerned are all trustworthy people. Ideally speaking, people you know personally. I would say that. Try to keep your donations to those organizations where you know the people personally. But even if you don't know the people personally, if it's a big enough organization where we know that they are doing good work, then inshallah there's no problem in donating to them. Now, you trusted them, you donated the money. Now, as I said earlier, trust them. There is no need to continuously suspect people if there is no reason to suspect, number one. Number two is tell them very clearly that for you, preserving the dignity of the recipient is extremely important. So, they will not make any films and so on and so forth and take photographs of the people, number one. Number two, even if they have to do that, then mask the identity of the individual, which is again very simple to do in a video where you just mask the face and you can't see who the person is. Third thing is, what is really important, what you should be asking for, is an audited statement of accounts of that organization every year, so that you know that the money that they are receiving is being spent in the places and on things that it is supposed to be spent on. Ask for an audited statement of accounts. And if the organization does not want to give you an audited statement of accounts, then don't donate to them. Simple as that. Do not donate to any organization that is not willing to be transparent in their financial transactions. I see absolutely no reason, no justification whatsoever for donating for organizations or for individuals to take photographs and videos of recipients of charity and thereby humiliate them, thereby publicize the fact that they are the victims of some calamity or the other. This is a highly despicable, disgusting thing to do, and it must not be supported by you. So as I said, I'm speaking to the donors. It is your job. It is your money. These organizations they even exist because you are donating the money. If you had not been there, if you had not donated that money, that organization would not be able to exist. So make sure that they are spending the money in the places that you want them to spend the money in, by seeking documentary evidence, not photographs, not Instagram posts, not Facebook posts, but audited statements of accounts. And second thing is, give to those you know personally. And final point I want to make is, go and visit those places. I'm not saying go every day, but go at least sometime. Go once in 5 years, once in 10 years, once in a year. Whatever you can do, if you are interested enough to donate to an organization in some place, you have a right to go and to see the work that they are doing. Go without even announcing. Just go, turn up there, see what they are doing, see the work. Inshallah, you will be very satisfied and you will be very contented that your money is being well spent. But if it is the contrary, then you know. You know for a fact that, okay, here's an organization who have been swindling you and swindling others. And when you go there, you don't find anything. Then tell people about it. Make sure that the world knows that here is an organization which is not above board, where people are misappropriating the funds. So whichever the case might be, make sure people know that, make sure the world knows that, but you yourself go there, see it for yourself. This is what you owe to yourself as a donor. This is your responsibility, because just throwing money on the sea, on the waves of the ocean, is not charity. It's the job of the person who's giving the charity to ensure that it reaches who the people were supposed to reach. And so make sure that you are doing your job. As I was saying to one of my very dear friends who asked me this question, I said, how would you like it if you were the one on the receiving end, or if your family, any of them, was on the receiving end? Like I said yesterday, I don't want to repeat that. So just, if there's any difficulty in understanding what is the meaning of dignity, put yourself there. Put a face to the name, put a face to the individual, and that is your face, and you will understand the meaning of what I am saying very quickly. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.